KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
They say it's my birthday. It's my birthday, woo, yeah. No, never mind.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Copy points? North Texas Nissan and Texas Tickets. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to do that to you. We'd like to get together and bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck. Also, the Texas Truck and SUV Show is moments from opening. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, or Sunday, it's open. 3 to 8 today, I think. 10 to 8 tomorrow, and 10 to 6 on Sunday. If you're in the market for a new truck or SUV, or just love trucks and SUVs, come out to the Texas Truck and SUV Show, the largest comparative shopping experience under one roof, Dan. It's unbelievable.
Cool.
So with more on that, here's Dan.
And we welcome the Hardline to this portion of today's show.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hardline.
How are you?
Where are you? Today?
The Cape Buffalo Grill.
Oh, yes.
Say hi to Eddie for me.
Cape Buffalo Grill.
I will say hi to Eddie for you.
Who's Eddie?
He's a manager. Good man.
This place. He is a good man.
Hi, Eddie.
How do you know that, Gribble? Does he give you free meals or something?
No. No.
For being Flake Boy?
No. I've worked at a lot of clubs doing promotions for stations that he was managing.
You've worked at a lot of clubs?
I think it was like...
This sounds like a...
Blue Planet and
indirect.
2000.
Sounds like an 1190 payoff of some sort here.
No, no. Back from my Kiss years.
Can we hang a banner here?
Would you have the Leon show there?
No. No Leon show at Blue Planet.
Because people were tired of this other stuff, right?
Right. They were tired of Hogan's Heroes billboards and above ground, below ground burial plot discussions.
Right. You still believe that too, don't you?
Oh, yes. Very sincerely.
So here's Kylie and Booms.
Chuck yep. Booms.
Boy,
my
Kylie
nemesis.
And Booms really had an impact on things around here, didn't they?
Yeah, they shaped Dallas-Fort Worth radio.
Not to mention Jim Rome.
Great.
Well, we have two Susquehanna birthdays to celebrate today.
Well, before we get to this, let me ask you, are you boys fans of the work of Sideshow Bob?
Yeah.
Well, he joins us out here today, and he says he has a mix and mingle related reversal.
Well, what do we got?
Well, here's Sideshow Bob.
Let's put him on here. Strap on there, Sideshow.
A very thin Sideshow Bob.
Is he?
Not as thin as Grego.
Lost a lot of weight.
How much weight have you lost?
50.
Really?
I'm still over 300, though, so it's not really worth it.
You wear that like a badge of honor, over 300.
That's all I've got. I've got nothing else. No, but I wanted to request the very rare, very special Sideshow Pit real quickly for a mix and mingle reversal. Reiner's been issuing so many reversals lately. It's been
it's hard to keep up with, isn't it?
It is, and this is shocking. This is online with The View and Idol in terms of shocking reversals. If you remember a couple years ago, Summer Bash 2002, got on there, line four guy, had a big mono a mono. Here to tell you today, line four guy is genius. I have a reversal on line four guy.
Oh, man. Line four guy has won you over.
Yes, he has.
How?
What did he do? There had to be a defining moment.
The defining moment was Reagan forgetting Ron Reagan's junior birthday. That was the defining moment.
That's not even one of his good ones.
No, that was the final. I mean, there's been others leading up to it, but at that point, I just had to bow and face the east or face the west.
Whatever direction.
Whatever direction, yeah.
Which we don't know. I win them all over eventually.
So he's cocky, too.
Yeah. But I just, like I said, this was a brief Sideshow Pit.
See, that could have been your gig. You could have been line four guy.
That's probably why I used to hate him. That's why I used to hate Danny. That's why I used to hate Big Dick.
Well, you could have had it. It could have been yours.
Yeah. No,
it was out there for you. The invitation was there, and you just didn't take it.
I'm sensing grudging reversal here.
Not at all. This is grudging at middle of early stage jealousy that has since subsided.
Well, you're a fan of his now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe a reach around later is in store.
Definitely.
See, he's getting cocky on you. He can't come on here and just be humble and say, Sideshow Bob, that means a lot to me because you've been there. Thank you very much. He can't do that.
Now, come on, Line 4 Guy. Tell Sideshow that you enjoy his fine work.
So hold on a second. I just want to let Line 4 Guy know my taint is your taint.
Dump that.
Advantage Sideshow Bob.
No, this isn't a competition. I've come to pay homage. I left work for this.
So this is not a battle.
Like no, not at all.
Okay.
Let's all be friends.
Yeah. I mean, now that there's no fax fodder, this is all I got. Come on here and pitch Sideshow, you know, corner
there
ride.
Is fax fodder. There is fax fodder. That's what you don't understand.
We read an entry from Doug Sanders, not the golfer.
I heard a Doug Sanders, not the golfer entry fail miserably the other day, and I'm looking forward to being able to sneak one in such similar in as well. So.
Okay. Well, we await
that. That's all you have to do.
I'm inspired.
We have not stopped fax fodder. We don't do it every day, but when we get a good one, we read it. When's the last time you sent one in? 3 months? 4 months? Have you sent one in 2004?
Yes, but don't you guys probably not since February.
Don't you guys do the huge facts of the day?
Great facts.
Rocket.
But yeah,
start, I guess.
I'm inspired by
that's a huge facts.
So I'm going to take this opportunity to
over with the huge facts of the day.
I wonder how all your buddies over there, Mexican Junior and Big Dave, I mean, they look up to you, and if you're surrendering.
I'm not surrendering, although if you want to talk about surrender, we won't even get into the Big Dave fight night fiasco.
Boy,
he got his ass kicked. By
I was out of town when that happened. I saw the video of it. He didn't so much get his ass kicked, but
he didn't win, and he outweighed him by 100 pounds.
Bob sure has a lot to say, doesn't he?
There should have been more dominance than that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, Sideshow. That's a very interesting sideshow pit you brought us today.
All right, well, I just didn't think we needed to go much longer without that team.
Sorry we don't have a theme song for you, for your pit.
Not a problem. Just play Give It to Me, Lance. That'll work fine for me. All right, boys.
All right, there he is, Sideshow Bob.
I'll rub you down later, Sideshow.
All right, you got it, baby.
With a shocking reversal.
Well, that is it. I can't keep up with all these reversals we've got going on.
I know.
You hear Reiner's the other
and
day,
I like,
man.
And I'm a big fan of Nui. I don't know if anybody has heard that, but I think he's really a professional and he looks good on TV.
Hey!
Now, what was Reiner's reversal?
He thinks horses now know when they win.
I think Smarty Jones does. Maybe they all don't, but Smarty Jones does. That's why they call him Smarty.
We've lost another one. Reiner's over on the other side now.
I'm on the Norm side now.
Must be when you get a certain age or something. You just start to lose your faculty.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, did you guys see the Give It to Me, Lance sign the other night at the ballpark?
No. I heard there was one out there.
Yeah, top of the sixth. I went back on TiVo to check it out. There was a P1 with a Give It to Me, Lance sign when Lance Nix came up to bat. And they put him on TV.
Now, where are you guys with the new bell?
And where are you guys with the PA being so loud?
Well, I don't mind the PA being loud. That doesn't bother me a bit. The bell, we're going to have to wait and see. Is it up yet?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's up, but there's a home run, and I heard this big bell, and I didn't mind.
That wasn't the start of Hell's Bells?
Well, it was just one. I don't know. It sounded like the exact same bell to me.
Two birthdays at Susquehanna Radio. We have one, Jeff K. from The Bone.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Jeff K.
And number two, his middle name is Cowboy. His full name is Comedian Cowboy Bill from the morning show.
And whatever you do, don't call him Cowboy Bill. You got to get that comedian on there.
You got to call him Comedian Cowboy Bill, right?
Comedian Cowboy Bill.
Well, happy birthday to him.
So happy birthday to Comedian Cowboy Bill.
Yay!
As far as P1s, we've got Michael Demas. We've got John Wheeler, his birthday. We have Eric Doherty. who claims he's the sparest of P1s and says, ask Psycho to get the new version of Raining Men.
There's a new one.
And we have Keith Purdy, who says, I'm an old day one P1, 61 years old. He's retiring today from the Army and Air Force Exchange Service in Dallas after 24 years, and he wants a shout-out during Why It Doesn't Suck. So,
done.
What's up, Keith Purdy? Now,
he's retiring today, huh?
Happy, yeah. Happy retirement.
Is any retirement happy?
Well, I was thinking about that last night. I think I'd like it.
Would you just get wasted every day?
You think Bob's retirement isn't happy? Out at the ballpark?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got something to do.
Right. That's what you do. You retire from your real job, and then you get some job that you enjoy.
Where the girls going?
Boy, that's,
see, that's
Claudia.
What I want to do. I want to be Bob.
I want to be a ticket chick.
Claudia's going to change right now.
Where are you going, Chelsea? We're not done.
Chelsea's going to change.
Yeah,
where's
for some
my
reason,
webcam?
Those ticket chicks work on a... They work on a different clock than everybody else.
Well, they sure do.
I mean, they work on the clock that their hour ends at 50.
Ava?
They're going to have to get it through their head that...
Buck?
Their appearance is not over until the show's
over.
Clock?
Cock?
Oh.
Elsewhere, Bobby Cox is 63.
Ava, can you say Cox?
Can you say clock?
Cock?
Hmm.
By the way, she now pronounces the L very well, which is why we don't hear her recently. Jerry Faust is 69.
Former Notre Dame great.
Kent Herbeck is 44.
Herbie.
Twins.
Gene Keady is 68.
Katie's over.
Dorsey Levens is 34.
Well.
Georgia Tech, Notre Dame.
And I believe...
Oh, yeah.
Hunter Orange,
believe
right.
A,
this might be a good night for the Hunter Orange, huh?
It might be.
Perhaps some fondue.
Roll up cheese balls and...
And incidentally, Bob, Soriano wears his uniform the way a uniform is supposed to be worn.
It's kind of odd, though.
It may be odd. It may be an oddity now, but that's the way that a baseball uniform was designed. It wasn't designed as bell bottoms like Barry Bonds and Manny Ramirez wears. It's designed exactly the way Soriano's wearing them.
Well, Dave Wanstead is 52.
He wears it well. I just wonder if John Kruk could look as cool in that.
Of course.
Or Matt Stairs. Could
yeah,
Matt
Tom,
Stairs turn that out?
Al Franken is 53. Republican?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
He is.
Yeah,
staunch
sure
conservative.
Is. Yes.
Ronald Isley is 63.
Ronald Isley is 63?
Mr. T is 52. Wow.
Ah, the genius that is the A-team.
Judge Reinhold is 47.
Brad Hamilton.
The great Leo Sayer is 56.
What a meaty.
Wow.
Reiner Stan Lynch is 49.
Oh, oh, oh. He's how old?
49.
Wow. The great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers drummer.
And a buddy of mine.
Of who?
Or actually, the first great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers drummer. I don't want to slight the present great drummer they have.
The one with one arm?
No. This guy has both of his arms.
Did he have a glass eye?
I don't
Bye,
believe
Claudia.
So.
Bye, Claudia. See ya.
There goes Chelsea with her butterfly tattoo.
Why's T-Bar going with them?
Ticket chickdom is over for today, huh?
I guess
all right, so. Now here's some spare birthdays. Once Claudia leaves, there's really no more reason to go on.
You know what? Let's make a new rule, Ron. Ticket chick, they don't get dressed. They stay until we sign off.
We should.
That's the new rule.
All right. Well,
that's the new rule, and we're going to implement it tonight.
All right, we're going to get Eric Hammond on that.
There's no changing shirts until we sign off the air.
Right.
Johnny Major, 69 today.
Don't know that I'd call him a spare.
Unless they change shirts somewhere in view of...
As either a player...
Ticket hosts.
Or a coach. I believe he won a national championship, didn't he?
I'm just picking up Dan's scraps here. Bryce Flory, 34.
Of the Flory Dory.
Red Sox.
Mark Quinn, 30. Whatever happened to him?
Mark Royals. Quinn College.
And Tracy Simeon, 37.
And, what an ape.
And Dan, I would like to recognize Scott in Nacogdoches, who has said that if you don't mention his name on Friday for his 26th birthday, he will eat a bunch of pills and try to get on Born on This Day Now Dead. So
that seems wrong.
I'll say let's call his bluff.
So there you go, Scott.
Yeah, let him.
Dump it.
Let's call his bluff.
All right, Born on This Day Now Dead, Plato, and the Notorious Big. And Dead on This Day, Still Dead, Raymond Burr. Tyler?
That's why it's late on you.
Well, happy weekend to you at the Texas Truck and SUV Show. The Hardline, by the way, at Dallas Market Hall. Come on out. They're open right now, and they are ready to party with you. And the Hardline's next. Bye.